after I woke up this morning, I got a cup of coffee and I was sitting and thinking, wondering what I would do for the Pit Blather article for Sunday afternoon. And I looked out the window, it was raining, and I said, well, you know what, I don't want to sit here at the typewriter all day. So I'll look and see if there's any interesting things in historical venues that I could put up here. Well, I came across this article by an ex-Pitt Chancellor, Dr. Edward Litchfield, about Pitt football back from the turn of the century, 1900 to 1960. And in essence, it's a take of his on whether grants and aids, or athletic scholarships as we call them now, were a good thing to have for student athletes at the time. It was a national conversation, and I think the reason, from what I gather, it was such a big deal was because there was a gambling problem in intercollegiate sports in 1961. It was a big problem, actually. It was a big scandal. And so anyway, I saw this, and I thought that the Blather readers would like it. Now, on a more personal note, and I think because of what we're discussing with the uniforms and my thoughts on the brand and how the school, University of Pittsburgh, should really try to make the football program and the football teams look like a traditional, consistent brand and program, and inclusive of the family that we want to build at the University of Pittsburgh. You know, students, alumni, followers, fans. And it just struck me that I have certain ideas about the University of Pittsburgh that I hold near and dear to my heart. And I'm not sure that's echoed by everybody. I think it is. I think everyone pretty much feels the same way I do. I know you readers know that I'm older. I'm just turned 60 this year. And I went to school in the 1970s when Tony Dorsett was at Pitt. And so my football memories are pretty wonderful as a young adult. Now, that said, I mentioned a couple months ago in an article that I come from a very strong Pitt family. I'm not going to go into all the details, but I'll tell you that every aunt and uncle I have, all my cousins, my grandparents, and of course my parents and my brothers, we all went to Pitt. And my father was a president of the grad school, acting president of the grad school, and number two in command there. My mother was assistant dean of women. My brother now is the second head of the complete university library system, which is pretty amazing. He started shelving books as a 17 or 18 year old in Hillman Library as a freshman, and now he's one step away from running the whole shebang up there. And my youth, from the time I can remember until, you know, the time I left Pittsburgh when I enlisted in the Coast Guard in 1978, it revolved around the University of Pittsburgh. So I have a kind of an idealistic slant to things. I want it to be great. I want it to be above board. I love the fact that we have a good and clean football program. That's important to me. I'm not a win-at-all-cost type of person. And I know some people are. Some people wouldn't care less if we bent the rules to win football games. I'm the opposite. So I guess I'm nostalgic a little bit for my childhood. We went to Pitt football games ever since I was a baby. And we used to tailgate in the pathology labs where my uncle was the chief pathologist of Presbyterian University University Hospital, right up in the middle of Cardiac Hill, where the sinks would be full of ice and beer, and he'd have scotch and bourbon and everything laid out on the tables, even the dissecting tables up there. And he'd, you know, we'd have hot dogs and cooked over Bunsen burners. So I'm a big Pitt fan, and it's part of my life. So I read this article, and the first thing I thought was, geez, there's a lot of people that that read the Blather and that are Pitt fans now that really don't have any idea what the history of the University of Pittsburgh is when it pertains to athletics. You know, we say the modern era started, our winning started in 1976. 73 was a 6-5 year, but four was really when the majors era kicked in. Of course, we had a national championship with a great 1976 team. And then we won games, recruited very well, and right through to 1983, 1984. And but that, for a lot of people, that isn't just the glory years. The glory years were before World War II. Now, those people are few and far between. But I think as Pitt fans, we shouldn't turn our back on that. So I'm going to present this to you. I'm going to read you this article. And it's pretty funny. I ask you to remember that it's written in 1962 when college life was a lot different than it is now, and certainly college football was. There's no denying right now college football is a huge business. And sadly enough, in my opinion, it has taken, that business side has taken precedence over almost everything else. But that's the way of the world, and this is how we go. But there was a time when it wasn't like that, when people really would debate the merits of having athletes on scholarship, or whether it was important enough to have a football team. And we know that Pitt has come close a couple times to not having a football program. So when you listen to this, please bear that in mind. There's some funny parts, I think, and I'll kind of talk about them later on. But all in all, I think it's a really nice snapshot of what the university was all about in the time before 1965, let's say, and really in the time when I was growing up. So have a listen. And let me know if you enjoy it or not. Thanks so much. It's a 33-minute article, and it'll be in the next audio bar down on the article. Bye-bye.